It's time for Clemson Sports Talk with Lawton Swan.
Ready, set. Just call me Swanee.
Tiger style. Tiger style.
Finally, Clemson Sports Talk has come back to Drive Time. Hello, everybody. Lawton Swan back in the saddle. Once again, it is the show that shakes the Southland. Clemson Sports Talk for you each and every afternoon as you make your way around the great state of South Carolina and beyond, listening to us on wonderful radio stations like Fox Sports Radio 1400 in the Midlands, Sports Radio 100.1, The Fan in Florence, 920 a.m. in Manning. Always good to be a part of your afternoon, your evening, wherever you are, whenever you are. We are essentially the Marty McFly of sports talk radio shows because you can listen to this program when you want, where you want, and pretty much how you want, thanks to the podcast editions that are available to you over on ClemsonSportsTalk.com or any of your podcast players of choice. I like the Overcast app. I figured out a way to do my favorite shows, and they just play through, and so it's been a beautiful experience. But yeah, you can catch us anytime, any place, anywhere. 803-450-0086 is the text line. 803-450-0086. So I think everything looks good. I don't know. I was having a little hitch in the giddy up watching the show on my end for a minute trying to just check out the audio. If you have trouble, let us know. Put your comments in, and we'll talk about everything you want to get to here on the program. Man, we have an exciting new guest that we're going to be bringing on this show over the next couple of weeks during the college football season, former South Carolina star football player at South Carolina, and I believe their first ever NFL draftee, Rick Sanford, is going to be a part of Clemson Sports Talk on Wednesdays. He can't be here today. He's got some stuff going on, but we've got our good buddy Jamie Bradford stepping in from the Low Country to be a part of the show this afternoon. So we'll get hooked up with Jamie in a few minutes, but I got to tell you, before I lock Jamie in, the funny thing about Dr. Rick is he was on the radio many years ago with our very own Teddy Hefner. They had a morning show on this station when I first started 7 years ago. And at that show was called Talking Sports with Teddy Hefner, as it is today. And Dr. Rick was his sidekick and, you know, was a partner and co-host and all that. But in no means or anywhere in the title did his name come up. And so I would, you know, in wrestling, there's ribbing is a term of where you might, you know, kind of joke with somebody and kind of get up under their skin just a little bit for fun. Woo! Yes. And so I did that. I would never say his name. And what he didn't know about me was that I work in a local school district early in the morning. So I would be traveling to work while they're on the air. And he would say my name, Swanee. And he would think I wasn't up to hear it, but I knew all about it. It was just a good old fashioned back and forth between the two of us. He did not know though that I was in on his side of the joke, so to speak, and was only building that as well. You know, kind of building that. I don't know if it would be animosity. It was more of a friendly rivalry, a little bit between our programs. But I had a blast with it. So, Dr. Rick will be joining us on Wednesday afternoons to talk about the South Carolina Gamecocks and preview other things going on in the world of college football. It's going to be a lot of fun. But in his stead today, our good buddy Jamie Bradford from the Low Country. JB? Uh-oh, I think we lost him. No! All right, we got to see if we can't get Jamie back up on the line here. I don't know what happened there. That was a weird one. All right, we'll see if we can't get our good buddy Jamie Bradford here on the show that shakes the Southland this afternoon. JB, you with us, man?
I'm with you now. I don't know what happened there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that was a strange one. But we got you nonetheless, and thankful that you can fill in for Dr. Rick Sanford. He's going to be a part of the show on Wednesday afternoons for our Gamecock listeners, a familiar voice in the Midlands. But JB, I want to talk to you first and foremost about the fact that here we are just a few weeks into the college football season, and the Atlantic Coast Conference is already having to utilize that additional date, backing things up to December the 19th for the ACC Championship partially because of Notre Dame and Wake Forest already having been canceled. I have a sneaky feeling if you didn't fill in your calendar with a pencil, it would probably be best to invest in a new calendar and a pencil, because it seems like we're already kind of going to be in, you know, not looking great for finishing these schedules, is it?
No, and get one of those mechanical pencils, you know, the ones where you always break the tip off and you just push the rest of it out.
Right.
I used to do that intentionally when I was a kid. Yeah, man. I mean, I think, didn't you expect this, though? I think we all expected it, right? It was going to happen. I mean, it's unfortunate. And, you know, first and foremost, you hope everybody's safe. But, you know, that's why these leagues out of the Big Ten, who really didn't put in any flexibility. That's why these leagues all put in a couple of extra dates to try to get some of these games in. Now, if you're Houston, that's probably you'll be going all the way through 2021 to try to play your games at that rate. But yeah, it's unfortunate, man. But you know, that's why they're there. Hopefully, they'll be able to get back together on what is it, December the 12th, and move forward.
Yeah, it's just, you know, just to make you feel good. And really, from the Big Ten standpoint, I mean, they're already being criticized for the number of games that they can play, and again, not the number of games that they will play. I mean, it is a realistic deal at this point that the winner of the Big Ten could maybe play like a grand total of 7 games, and that's not something that's really far-fetched at this point.
No, it's not. And then the question is, you know, is that enough to qualify them for the playoff?
Right.
Because obviously they did that, you know, that seeding, that final game seeding debacle. I think it's a debacle because somebody's going to end up having to play Rutgers on December the 19th, because they're definitely going to have 7 seed in the East. So, you know, so I guess they kind of set that up to try to help them out maybe with the playoff as well, even though the ones would play, and maybe there's a 2 seed who might only have 1 loss, and if they win that game, that might get them another look or something like that, try to keep their names in the hat. But yeah, it's pretty strange. You know, the committee's going to have a tough time at the end of the year, and, you know, 7 or 8 games, we'll see if that's enough to judge on. But, you know, they might not be the only league with teams contending for the playoff that only have 7 or 8 games. I mean, for all we know, it could fall apart quickly in the SEC, you know, maybe in the ACC, and everybody only gets 7, 8, 9 games. And then, you know, I think that'd be pretty comparable.
Follow Jamie on Twitter at Sports Radio JB. Of course, he is the co-host of JB and Goldwater, a fantastic show for all of you sports fans across the state of South Carolina. We'll let him tell you how you can be a part of it. I can give you this, JB and Goldwater Show. .com will get you started on that front. And Jamie, this week the SEC finally joins the party. I mean, they're showing up, they're arriving maybe a couple of weeks after everybody else, but here they are. And the South Carolina Gamecocks invite the Tennessee Volunteers into the Midlands this week. I want to talk about that one in a little bit, but I believe of the 8 matchups that are being played this weekend, if my memory serves me correctly, 7 of those feature teams that are ranked. I mean, I know it's a weird year. I know some of those are probably ranked a little bit because the Big Ten's not in some of the polls, but still, pretty unique weekend for sure.
Yep, yep. So, well, there's 7 games, not the
7 games, and 6 of them are ranked. Right, yes, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Only, as far as I know, I don't think they added 2 more teams. Maybe not yet.
Yet.
But 7. But yeah, there's a ranked team in every matchup. There's only 1 ranked matchup, and that's Kentucky and Auburn. And you know, when the schedule came out about a month ago, Swanee, I looked at my co-host Darren and I said, "Careful, Auburn." I mean, I said that within the first breath of even looking at the ball game. You know, Kentucky returns a really talented defense, probably a top 4 defense in the league, maybe top 5, depending on what happens around them. And, you know, Terry Wilson's back. He's a playmaker. And you know, so they'll probably give some teams some trouble this year, and that could start early on the Plains against Auburn. And then, man, you look around the rest of the league. I mean, look, I think the expectation is that Florida wins in Oxford. You know, I think the expectation is that LSU probably wins Mississippi State, although my good buddy J.C. Sherbert today picked Mississippi State to just go in there and beat LSU,
wow.
Not even cover spread, beat them.
Wow.
And then, you know, with Tennessee and South Carolina, I know we'll get to that. But, you know, over the last 8 years, that's the closest series in the league. And then you got Georgia, Bama, and A&M. And I think those are all mismatches. Although I think Arkansas will pose a little bit of a different situation maybe for Georgia, because DeJuan Mathis is going to start for the Dogs. And their defense is sensational. And they have seen Felipe Franks before, because he used to be the quarterback at Florida, and now he's at Arkansas, right? So, but, you know, Arkansas, of those three games, I think they might put up the toughest test. Bama won't have any trouble, and A&M certainly won't against Vanderbilt. So there's some interesting things unfolding. Kentucky's got a shot. You know, we'll see what Lane Kiffin rolls out. They do have talent on that roster. Mississippi State, Costello, the quarterback. You know, can they bite LSU early in the ball game on CBS on Saturday down in Death Valley? You know, come out firing all over the place. They might have the best running back in the league. And then, of course, Tennessee and South Carolina. So there are four really interesting matchups to start.
Yeah, look, this is a league, and really now that we've got only conference games for the most part everywhere on these team schedules, I mean, you don't have a ton of those weekends where you go, well, I can't find one to watch. I mean, it feels like there's going to be one to watch pretty much in every league at some point along the way, and the SEC sort of leading the way with all of the teams they've got ranked inside the top 10 at this point. Now, when you look at it, you know, I'm intrigued because I think that there's a real possibility this year, Jamie, that a team could qualify for the college football playoff. And it may have switched a little bit with the Big Ten getting back into it. But there's a real chance that a team could qualify for the college football playoff and maybe not play in their conference championship game. I think it could be a slim chance. But if it does happen, I think it probably happens out of the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, at least at this point, it looks like that. It looks like that. But, you know, I don't think that will happen in the Big 12. I think we can agree on that. They've got a lot of work to do. You know, you got Oklahoma and Texas and who else?
Right.
I mean, that's about it right now.
Well, and then the ACC's format doesn't really build for it because of the single division. You would have to believe that the third team, and I just don't really buy that either.
Well,
Unless you had two undefeateds, you know, go into the ACC championship, then I'd give you that maybe, like a one-loss Notre Dame or Clemson.
Right, yeah. So, you know, here's the thing. Like, all right, you know, in the ACC, we all know it's Clemson and everybody else. So, all right, well, who is that everybody else? Okay, well, everybody has – when I say everybody, you know, a lot of the media folks out there, you know, they threw, you know, Notre Dame immediately into that conversation. All right, well, that's cool. Okay, so – who does Notre Dame play this year? Well, I can tell you who they don't play. They don't play Miami. Miami looks pretty good right now. So, you know, but Clemson does play Notre Dame. And so, you know, if Clemson hands Notre Dame a loss and Miami happens to drop one somewhere else, and then, you know, maybe Notre Dame ends up back in the ACC championship game and Miami rolls through the end of the year, you know, could that be a scenario there where you get to the end of the year, Miami's got one loss, but they didn't play in the ACC championship game. Notre Dame, you know, has two losses. And Clemson, of course, would be undefeated. So, yeah, maybe a situation there. But as it looks right now, if that situation was ever to come, it would probably favor the Southeastern Conference. But, look, man, I think there's a similar situation right now in the SEC. I do think it's Bama. And then there's a not as distant of a second as there is in the ACC, but there is a distant second. Who's going to creep up and grab that spot and try to get a little bit closer to the Tide? You know, is it LSU again? I don't think so. Could it be A&M? We'll see what Kellen Mond does. Is it Georgia? Well, they're going to have to get their quarterback situation worked out over there. Is it Florida? Maybe, but is their defense good enough? So I don't know. We'll see.
Man, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I am excited. As much as it's been nice for, I think, teams in the ACC and the Big 12 to kind of have the limelight to themselves over the past few weekends, it is nice to get more quality teams playing as the SEC jumps online this weekend. Again, I mentioned that the South Carolina Gamecocks, Jamie, you know that team inside and out. They are inviting the Tennessee Volunteers into Williams-Brice Stadium, a 7:30 kickoff on the SEC Network. New starting quarterback Colin Hill. For the first time in, I guess, a few seasons, Gamecocks can't be critical of the long hair of Trevor Lawrence, as Colin Hill's got his locks hanging out of the back of his helmet as well. But what do you think this young man will ultimately bring to the table for this team in the 2020 campaign?
Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, he brings knowledge of the playbook. He brings experience and he brings maturity. And, you know, I talked to Coach a few weeks ago about Colin. And I just asked Coach Muschamp, I said, Will, look, man, compare the strengths of Colin to the strengths of Ryan. And the first thing he said about Colin was, well, he understands the offense. And I kind of knew right then, and we kind of heard the whispers that he was probably going to be the guy. And then a couple of weeks ago, I know they announced it last week, but a couple of weeks ago, really got word that, okay, Colin's a starter. It was the Tennessee game, and that's exactly what Coach Muschamp said. I hope Carolina fans don't forget that. He said Colin's starting the Tennessee game. He didn't say he was a starter all year. He's going to have to keep that job. Ryan's played well, and he's going to try to earn his spot again as the starting quarterback for Carolina. But look, you know, when you look around, the strength of this offense is up front. They got a bunch of really good players. They got 8 or 9 guys that can plug in there. But the offensive line is going to be pretty good. It should be pretty good, at least. You do have some experience in the backfield, but you also have inexperience in the backfield as far as guys who started games and things like that. Because right now you don't really have that. And of course, Marshawn Lloyd went down. But you have guys back there who've been around, like Kevin Harrison and Deshaun Finley. But obviously, everybody has circled that receiver position, which I happen to think is a little bit better than people think, because. You know, we haven't been able to see practice, right, Lawton? Like, all fans here, all people here, is what the media is telling them, and what the media is telling them is what they're being told. So we don't really know what they're being told. You know, a lot of that is coach speak. A lot of that is the way coaches are seeing it, and not necessarily what we're going to see come Saturday, and that goes for any team. So I actually think that group's a little bit better. I know it's a little bit experienced, but I know they've got some guys who can go get it, and I know they got some guys who can move. And so it's beneficial to have a guy like Colin Hill in there who can manage that offense and get guys in the right spots and make sure they're not running the wrong routes and they're communicating well and things like that. So I think first and foremost, that's what really matters from his stance. And then, you know, in addition, you know, the ability. I mean, he can make all the throws. I mean, is he a guy who can run a bunch? No. I mean, he might look a little bit like Trevor Lawrence, but he doesn't run like Trevor Lawrence. And we all know that. So he's going to have to be protected. They'll probably use 2 tight sets, a decent amount, at least on Saturday, and kind of feel the flow of the game out. And he'll probably use Nick Muse a lot in the passing game. And we'll see how it works out. I can tell you this. I know last year was a 20-point game. That won't be the case this year for either team. This is going to be a close game.
All right, Jamie, we got about 2 minutes left, and I want to make sure you give time to tell people how to listen to your show each and every day. But real quick, with it being the COVID-19 year and everything that we're dealing with and all conference, I mean, is there a hot seat in Columbia right now for Will Muschamp?
Not really. I mean, it would really have to fall apart. When I say fall apart, I mean like 2 or less wins. And I just don't see that happening. I mean, they could win the same number of games this year that they won last year, and that actually be an improvement, because that would be 4 SEC wins versus the 10-game schedule. I don't think it's that hot. I think Coach Tanner and President Kaslin and the board and those guys, I think they understand the situation that they're in. And I think Will Muschamp will certainly be here in 2021.
Jamie, about a minute, actually probably 45 seconds. If you can tell people how they can be a part of JB and Goldwater.
Yeah. The easiest thing, go to jbandgoldwatershow.com and it'll show you all of our available platforms, but you can watch us daily on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Periscope. We're also on the Podbean app. You can listen for free. It's all for free. But go to jbandgoldwatershow.com, and that'll show you everything. And we just appreciate all the support.
Jamie, man, y'all keep up the great work. Always appreciate you guys.
You too. And don't ever ask me to fill in for a Hall of Famer again. I don't have to do that.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, man. Appreciate you, buddy. Hey, real quick, we got about 25 seconds. I said this earlier. I haven't verified it. Was he the first South Carolina player drafted in the NFL, Rick Sanford? Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I thought so. Sure. Thanks, yeah, brother.
You got it. Thanks, man.
JB, Jamie Bradford here on the show that shakes the Southland. Yeah, I believe that's right, man. pretty sure he was the first draft pick. I may have double-checked it. Jamie might be off on that. I might be off on that. We'll hit a break. We'll come back. I'll let you know. Stay with us.
Now, Columbia's most dependable traffic, sponsored by Pope Davis Tire and Automotive, home of the best tire prices in Columbia, guaranteed.
Fox Sports Radio 1400 traffic.
A look at traffic shows a wreck this afternoon on Bush River Road at I-20. We also have an accident on Catawba Trail at Pilgrim Church Road. The 103.5 FM WVOC traffic tip line is 343-1055.
This report is sponsored by U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Governor's Office, USC, and DEHC. Free COVID testing now available to Columbia residents. Drive-through testing available at Founders Park and Blossom Street at 548 William Street, or walk-up tests at MLK Park and Five Points. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Visit doineedacovid19test.com to sign up.
Lawton Swan here, and I know in sports we're always talking about the big guy. Well, let me tell you, when you're buying a car, you don't need that. What you need to do is head down to Orangeburg to my good friends at Ferry Chevrolet Cadillac. Four generations of family-owned business right there at Ferry Chevrolet. No dock fees, no tricks, straightforward pricing in a low-pressure environment you'll love. Check them out online, ferrychevrolet.com, or call them 803-536-1600. It's Ferry Chevrolet Cadillac, just a short 30-minute drive off of exit 145A in Orangeburg.
Hey, golfers. Have you been to the golf capital of the world yet? Myrtle Beach Golf offers a variety of custom packages featuring nearly 80 courses. Golfers have the option to create the exact experience they're looking for. Plus, Myrtle Beach Golf provides top-notch accommodations with over 15 resorts, all guaranteed to be a hole-in-one. Come join us for a short drive away in Myrtle Beach for your best golf trip by par. Book now at MyrtleBeachGolf.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-833-0112. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
For victims of drunk and drug driving, our grief is unique, but you are not alone. MAD is here to help. Call our 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit mad.org. That's MADD.ORG.
You're listening to Clemson Sports Talk with my dad, Lawton Swan, on Fox Sports Radio 1400 and on the iHeartRadio app.
Appreciate my buddy Jamie Bradford for joining us to preview the South Carolina Gamecocks' upcoming matchup against Tennessee. That game begins 7:30 Saturday night in Williams-Brice Stadium. I said it wrong. Rick Sanford, the first round selection from South Carolina back in 1979. So I misstated it. And as a matter of fact, Jamie texted me and said, yeah, it was 1979, but I think I asked the question wrong. So Gamecocks had people draft. I knew right when I said, I was like, I think I said that wrong. And I could even hear it in Jamie's voice too. He's kind of like, yeah, we didn't have time to correct. So we got it correct. There we go. All right. No football for the Tigers this weekend. It's a bye week. You know, you kind of have the bye week blues. But again, the schedule. By the way, if you're watching the show, share the show. Big E says, what's up, Swanee? What's up, Big E? Checking out Big E right there. Share the show if you get a second, bud. All right, so yesterday, if you listen to the program, I talked about the ACC's conundrum. That conundrum being the fact that the way things shook out, shaped up, whatever you want to call it, with games that go, so it's fantastic. Like I agree 100% with Jamie. I agree 100% with anybody else out there that says, yeah, this is a good method, working in a couple of bye weeks. Everything that the ACC did when they unveiled their schedule, beautiful. Except for this one little bug. And that bug is that this week is the first week of the season where teams have what was scheduled as a bye. Boston College, Clemson, Duke, North Carolina State, Virginia Tech. All scheduled for byes this week, originally. Next week, everybody else in the league, Florida State, Georgia Tech, Louisville, Miami, Notre Dame, Syracuse, and Wake Forest were scheduled for their byes. Now, the problem is you've only had a couple of games into the season. You've already had a team like Virginia Tech and NC State have to gobble up this week for their open date. If they can even play this week. In addition, Notre Dame and Wake Forest, who both, I believe, could technically play next week, but with Notre Dame's issues, there's no guarantee that they'll be ready to go next week anyway, so they're not going to be able to utilize that first open date. That leaves them only one open date on November the 21st, two games before what was scheduled to be the final regular season. So instead, what the ACC's done is they have pushed that game, Notre Dame and Wake, back to December the 12th, which was the original date of the ACC Championship, moving the ACC Championship. Already, folks, check your calendars. September 23rd. If you had less than 3 weeks into the ACC season before they would move the ACC Championship on your bingo board, congratulations. They've already had to move the game. I think it is naive. Incredibly naive at this point to believe in a conceptual design of the Big Ten getting all their games in with no breaks, especially given their stringent schedule of a 21-day period. I don't care if you do a saliva test or jam a Q-tip into my brain. There's no way they're getting through this thing unscathed. And with a 21-day period, with contact tracing rules that exist. I tell you, I thought when the Big Ten came online, I saw your conversations on social media, Tiger fans, and whether you want to admit it or not, a lot of you were more frustrated about the Big Ten coming on board because you realized that the biggest threat to Clemson is the Ohio State Buckeyes.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda!
But the truth be told, at this point, I think given what they're going to deal with, I don't know that they really are. I mean, if they get through the schedule, then yeah, they probably will be. But given the rules that exist in the Big Ten this season, I'm finding it more and more at this point, I am finding it more and more difficult to believe that we're going to see some season where the Big Ten champion has played enough games, barring some change from the college football playoff or from the scheduling standpoint and all that. But I don't see how that becomes fair to the other leagues, like the ACC and the Big 12. Like, it is really not fair if you go, well, you know, here's what we're going to do. Clemson, you guys, you wrap up your season December the 19th, and then you guys sit around, you know, for a couple of weeks, and these guys are going to keep playing. Now, you might say, well, those weeks are available, Swanee. I mean, we talk about it all the time during the college football season, that long wait. But I think that there's a distinct disadvantage to that team that has to, like, stay off the field for 21 days or so while somebody else is playing out the remaining games on their schedule. I just think it's going to be, look, you didn't play enough games, and Bill Hancock and the folks in Grapevine, Texas are going to say, appreciate you trying to play this year, but six games in is not enough. 803-450-0086. But, I mean, here we are, 2 weeks. We got two games. Some teams haven't even played. Virginia Tech hasn't even taken a snap. And the ACC championship game's been moved. Let that sink in for a second. They were supposed to play on September the 12th. They were supposed to play on September the 19th. They are supposed to play on September the 23rd, the game they're originally supposed to play to open the season. They haven't been able to get on the gridiron, and the championship game's already been moved. Let that sink in. And you're telling me the Big Ten's going to get through their deal? Mm. 803-450-0086 in the release from the Atlantic Coast Conference. They announced today that Notre Dame and Wake will be rescheduled for Saturday, December the 12th. That'll open that date up for everybody. Technically, the rescheduling follows positive tests and subsequent quarantining of student-athletes within the Notre Dame football program. The Campbell-Wake Forest game, which was originally scheduled for October the 9th, will now be played on October the 2nd and aired on the ACC Network. We hit a break. Stay with us.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Hi, I'm Alicia Kaufman Quinton. My daddy, Billy Kaufman, opened Kaufman's Meat Plant at our present location in 1955. My family still works hard every day to ensure fresh quality cuts of beef, pork, and poultry. How about a tasty T-bone, ribeye, or New York strip steak? But to order at Kaufman's Meat and Place, just look for the signs near the intersection of US 1 and I-20 in Lexington. Call us at 356-0076 to place your order. Kaufman's Meat and Place, when you want the very best your money can buy.
Live from the $1,500 Instant Rebate AAA Heating and Air Weather Center.
Tonight's lows dip to the upper 50s with some clouds. Tomorrow, again, some scattered clouds and highs upper 70s. For Channel 25 ABC Columbia, I'm Chief Meteorologist John Farley.
This report is sponsored by U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Governor's Office, USC, and DEHC. Free COVID testing now available to Columbia residents. Drive-through testing available at Founders Park and Blossom Street at 548 William Street, or walk-up tests at MLK Park and Five Points. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Visit doineedacovid19test.com to sign up.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures. A stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college. This is beyond a simple donation. It's the opportunity for America to invest in its kids and take an active stake in the future of the country. The return on your investment isn't money. What you get back is knowing you protected our potential. So one day, that potential can grow up to become surgeons and architects, executives and engineers, people who can change the future just by being a part of it. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving supports victims of drunk driving, drug driving, and underage drinking at no charge. Call our 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit mad.org. That's MADD.ORG.
It's time to show your online assistant where you go for a good time. Okay, Google, play Fox Sports Radio 1400 on iHeartRadio.
Indeed, it is the show that shakes the Southland, Clemson Sports Talk. Have you been to the website yet? You should, ClemsonSportsTalk.com. It is a modern website for the Tiger fans on the go. The most digital content covering your Clemson Tigers. I can guarantee you that. There will be a play button on just about everything. Listen, if you want to read it, you can read it. If you want to hear it, you can pretty much hear it. It is ClemsonSportsTalk.com. Just $63.17 to join us for an entire year. That's 18 cents a day. I did the math the other day. Like, if you break it down by month, I mean, it's $5 and like 26 cents a month. We're like if you say, well, I just don't go to McDonald's one time and it's paid for itself. You know what I mean? Come join us and come hang out with us. All right, let's see. I got my sister hanging out today. She says, I think the same could be happened to the SEC. I think the ACC was smart to start as early as possible. That's reasonable. That's a reasonable argument. The earlier they started, they gave themselves some leeway. That is for sure. And the Big Ten and the Big Ten, certainly with their October the 24th start date, like, think about that. It's a month away, a month. Hard to imagine that they get through this thing unscathed. And I think the other thing too. Look, I'm not a doctor, and I certainly didn't go to school to study viruses. But I know from being a human being that typically viruses do a lot better in cooler temperatures. And this summer, where the flu typically, you know, dips down and levels off, COVID-19 was like spiking. I find it hard to imagine that colder weather is going to be a good thing for COVID-19. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we're going to be like, man, you know what? Surprisingly, this virus acts the opposite. Like, I don't see that. I think, you know, we're talking about getting into a scenario where there may be more cases on these campuses.
Will you hush?
It's what's going on. Sorry, cases are going up already, and we're just getting out of the hot temperatures. I don't want to know what it looks like in a month by comparison to where we are today. I hope it looks better, but I don't want to see it given my knowledge of viruses. Limited knowledge, but knowledge nonetheless. 803-450-0086. All right, speaking of knowledge, one of the fun things that we had a chance to do this week was talk with a couple of the freshmen, star freshman, really, and a guy we have not heard from and have not been able to talk to because, well, if you don't know, a lot of times, well, the way Clemson does it, and I don't know about every school, but if you're a freshman and you haven't played, you're not going to be made available to the media. And so you finally kind of get your chance to hear from some of these guys once they've hit the gridiron. And from Hartsville, South Carolina, DeMonte Capehart, is a young man who I think everybody in the area was really excited about when he signed up at Clemson. And, you know, being on the fact that we're on over in the PD, wanted to get Capehart's audio in here from earlier this week. But He didn't get to travel to that Wake Forest game, so this past Saturday in Death Valley was really his first chance to be on the, you know, play at the collegiate level. And here's what DeMonte Capehart had to say earlier this week. I guess this was Monday afternoon.
Oh, nah, it was just a good experience. It was fun. All of what I thought from recruitment to now, it was all the same.
So DeMonte Capehart saying it was awesome, the entire, you know, recruitment up until now and getting his opportunity to play at Clemson and be a part of when you mix in Trey Williams, when you mix in Brian Brazee, when you mix in Miles Murphy, a very exciting and young defensive front. He talked about the relationship that those guys have.
It's we all a unit. We all learning together. We're growing together, maturing together. So, I mean, it's just a process, and we're sticking to it. So, you know, we're helping each other out as we go along.
Of course, DeMonte Capehart out of the Hartsville area left that area to go finish his career at IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. But while all the talk and conversations were about Brian Brazee, the number one player in his class, or even maybe Miles Murphy, there have been some people that have looked at Capehart in the past and said, you know, he might be the most suited for the next level of all of those guys, even if he might be a little bit behind at this point. He was asked about the biggest adjustment, though, that he's had to make going from high school to the collegiate level.
I'd probably say probably preparing, like mentally preparing, like game prep and stuff like that. Yeah, that's probably been my toughest issue so far. Yeah, it's like basically, well, so it's half and half. It's like learning the game plan could be tough, and then like breaking down their film and learning it, like block rec and stuff like that. So yeah.
You know, that's one of the, you know, that's the part of the game, I think, for a lot of young, you know, a lot of young people that's really so difficult is that mental aspect of the game. And you want so much to have that as a, you know, as a aspect of your game initially, but you see things that you haven't seen before. You realize that you can't get by on strength alone like maybe you have in the past. And so to reset and have to begin to, I don't want to call it necessarily getting back to your roots in the sport, but fundamentals that great players have gotten a chance to get away with not having to do at the high school level, is certainly something that I think, you know, when we look at these young men and their development, becomes a real key to getting on the field as a freshman. And so DeMonte was asked about, you know, if he felt like he was ready, you know, when he got to Clemson to play at this level.
I mean, I felt like I was ready, but then again, you have to be true with yourself. Like sometimes you might feel that you're ready, but you're really not. So I like, I'm just going along as the coach is telling me, like, what do I have to do? So like, I'm just doing what the coach is telling me to do. So
there you go. DeMonte Capehart says he's just doing what the coaches tell him to do. And of course, being coached by Todd Bates, learning a lot and also really getting a chance to improve his game. And I think the fact that they got so much talent in that freshman class on that defensive front is also going to continue to challenge him as well. 803-450-0086. It is the show that shakes the Southland. We hit a quick break. We got a little bit more from DeMonte Capehart on the flip side.
For 28 years, the professional staff of the Hobbs Group and Hobbs Group Advisors has been dedicated to helping others achieve their financial goals by delivering quality, objective financial and accounting solutions to a diverse client base of individuals and businesses all over South Carolina. We offer tax and audit services, bookkeeping, payroll, litigation support, employee benefits, personal financial planning, investment management, and insurance services. Please call us at 803-799-0555 or visit our website, HobbsCPA.com, to learn more about our people and services.
services.
Basketball is back, and so is Hisense upgrade season. Bring home the game with the newest razor-sharp Hisense 4K ULED Android TVs, now with Quantum Dot Color and Dolby Atmos sound to bring an arena-level atmosphere right into your living room. With Android TV, listen to all things sports with stations like ESPN Radio on iHeartRadio and access to 700,000-plus movies, shows, and more. Upgrade your playoff experience with the fastest-growing TV brand in America, Hisense 4K ULED Android TVs. Visit Hisense-USA.com to find a retailer near you.
When you get in your car, you need the best directions to get where you want to be.
You will arrive at your retirement in 8 years.
The same is true for your retirement. You need a voice to guide you along the way. Join Pat Struby for Save Your Retirement with Pat Struby. Pat's 18 years of experience can help make your retirement journey feel like a drive down easy street.
Arriving at your retirement.
Saturdays, 6 a.m. on Fox Sports Radio. And Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 9 on 560 WVOC. For Save Your Retirement with Pat Struby.
For all your plumbing problems and needs, OnCall Plumbing, Heating, and Air is here to help. Available 24/7 to serve you with trained technicians, not trained salespeople. Whether your plumbing job is large or small, it's the right job for OnCall. Receive installations, repairs, and everything in between from the company you can trust to do it right. OnCall is your locally owned and operated plumbing company. Go to OnCallSC.com.
OnCall Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Pick up the phone and we'll be right there.
Call 781-HELP.
A dream bathroom's not only real, it's possible during the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath event with new low prices on Moen and Pfister faucets. Vanities from as little as $159. Plus, get up to 40% off all online bath essentials as well as free delivery for online vanities. So stop dreaming. Restore your space with savings on top brands at homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through September 27th, U.S. only.
Polls have Joe Biden ahead of President Trump, but did a poll ever ask your opinion? Now, Newsmax TV is asking Americans to vote in their national poll. Vote instantly for Trump or Biden. Just text the word virus to 39747 and vote. Make sure your voice is heard. Text virus to 39747 and watch Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. Check your guide, plus Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Samsung, and more. So vote now for Trump or Biden. Text virus to 39747.
iHeartRadio is the number one choice for music, radio, and podcasts, all in one. No one makes it easier to hear everything you love in one free app.
There are tons of playlists to choose from.
The Work at Home playlist really helps me stay focused. It's kind of become part of my routine.
We went on a road trip. We had a playlist for that.
It doesn't even matter, like, how you doing, how you feeling. Like, there's a playlist for all that.
Everything in one app.
If you're not one of the tens of millions who have the app, download iHeartRadio for free today and start listening.
iHeartRadio.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested. So pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio 1400. Online at FoxSportsRadio1400.com. On your phone with the iHeartRadio app. And on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos. An iHeartRadio station.
It is about a bye week, but it always throws you off. I think they have Roddy Jones on earlier and did not get up with Roddy. So, and I think too, not having him on last week threw me off. Angry. It happens. 803-450-0086. Okay, so DeMonte Capehart again, part of this young, talented Clemson defensive front. He was asked about, you know, we talked about his adjustment to the game and having a, you know, film study and doing the little things in preparation and getting back to the fundamentals to a degree. He was also asked if, you know, there was a play at some point along the way that kind of reminded him, hey, look, you're not playing in high school anymore. You can't just dominate out here. Here's what he had to say about that.
Yeah, definitely when I was in camp. Yeah, like, it hit me hard. I just... Camp, it really brings the best out of you. It can crumble you as well. So I just like stuck with it and just bear with it. I believe it was the mental part because some days I'll feel great and mind. It's the mental part,
DeMonte Capehart was also asked about Todd Bates, who I mentioned a little bit earlier, and what it's like to play for one of the top defensive line coaches in America.
It's been like I said, it's been the same as recruitment. It's he's gonna coach you hard. We focus on a lot of things, techniques. Just because you make a big play doesn't mean you did everything right. We're correcting the techniques, little things. Stuff like that. So his plan for him is all of what he was harping on during the recruitment process and all that.
DeMonte Capehart there talking about Todd Bates. Coming up in hour number two, we'll hear from Braden Galloway. Galloway, the tight end who lost a season a year ago after the Osterine, I don't know if you want to call it scandal, but after the Osterine suspensions that took place at Clemson, and nothing ever really came of where that stuff came from or how it got in those player systems. He maintained his innocence the entire time. I think the scariest thing about that still for me is that if you cannot identify, where this thing came from, no matter how much this young man denies it or any of the players deny it,
I've been wrongfully accused.
No matter how much you do that, if you can't figure out where it came from or how it got in their system, it's like, how do you prevent it? Right? How do you keep it from happening again? I mean, if I woke up and there's a tennis ball lodged in my stomach, we can't figure out, I have no idea how it got there. How do I prevent it from happening again? Right? So you got to know how something happens in order to prevent it. I don't remember swallowing it. Perhaps it was a random meal I ate that somehow formed perfectly into a tennis ball. If you don't know how it happened, how do you prevent it? And that's probably, for every Tiger fan that wants to be critical of what happened with Dexter Lawrence and with Braden Galloway, and how the system worked and the fact that there was never any proof of what happened, the scarier part of that should be that you never found out where it came from. Somebody slip them a Mickey. And that's the thing. You just don't know. If you don't know, how you prevent it. Like, if we never connected the dots between smoking and cancer, well, that's strange. What could it possibly be? Do you think it's the Cheetos these people are eating that are giving them lung cancer? No, they make the correlation. Studies and research, you find out that smoking is part of that, and they go, oh, okay, well, you probably shouldn't smoke. They can't guarantee you're not going to get lung cancer, but we can be pretty certain that it's a catalyst. If you can't identify where it came from, how do you prevent it? I would argue you can't. I would say you can't prevent it. You just have to hope. And I guarantee you that a guy like Dabo Swinney, who makes $8 million a year, doesn't want to deal in hope about if Trevor Lawrence has Osterine show up in his system, or hope that Travis Etienne. Like, you want to be certain that they don't, not hope that they don't. And if you've never identified it, or at least never publicly come out and stated, well, here's what happened. They had an ice cream shake, and apparently some of the whey protein that was in that shake had traces of Osterine in it. That's how it happened. We figured it out. We're not buying that supplement again, or we're going to test that supplement. Whatever. I don't care your solution. I never have. I don't care what the solution to the problem is. But if there's never been a truly defined answer, you're just looking around trying to figure this thing out.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
How do you prevent it? You can't. 803 450-0086-803-450-0086. You can text us, comment. We'll pop it up. If you're watching, share the show. Melody says hello. Hello, Melody. How are you? Thanks for hanging out on the show that shakes the Southland. Again, you want to leave your comments or questions, we can pump those up on the air. Don't forget, we'll have Braden Galloway, some audio from Braden coming up here on the program in just a little bit. And a great read right now if you head over to ClemsonSportsTalk.com. A great read on Brian Brzee, the young freshman defensive lineman, and his hopes to build off of Isaiah Simmons' legacy wearing that number 11. That full story. We kind of gave you a little bit of that juice here on the show that shakes the Southland last week. Also, former Clemson cornerback A.J. Terrell has had a pretty good start to his career in the NFL while the Falcons haven't been great. But Sheridan Jones, current Clemson defensive back, said A.J. taught the Tigers a lot. All of that over on ClemsonSportsTalk.com. 803-450-0086, hour two around the bend. Stay with us.